That's Grania Hunt's Magnets on WEXT Radio. And Grania and Jules Stewart have just dropped by to say hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
So you guys are going to be at the Irish American Heritage Museum on April 11th, a 7 o'clock show. Have you guys been there before?
No, a friend of ours put us in touch with Mike, and she had explained that there's a planetarium in the building and that you'd like literally be singing underneath the stars.
And I immediately said, yes, I don't care what else happens. We should be playing there. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So we're really excited. Really excited to do it. And Mike's been great.
Grania, I wanted to ask you about that song, Magnets. What can you tell me about that song? Where does that come from?
You know, there's kind of a long story that goes behind that, because the idea for that song came to me initially a very long time ago, before I was a songwriter, before I'd ever thought about writing songs. But I loved the fact that, you know, when magnets are turned the wrong way around, they repel each other, you know, they push away. And that feels like there's a song in there, even though at the time I wasn't writing songs. So like maybe 25 years ago, maybe I thought about this. A lot of songwriters will tell you that if an idea comes to you at some point and you don't use it, it tends to just sort of drift away, in the same way that like people have these great ideas in the middle of the night and then they don't remember them when they wake up. It's like a longer term version of that. And I just really like kept that in my brain over 20 years. Probably didn't take me that long to write the song. I wrote it over COVID. So probably the guts of 20 years. But then over COVID, I realized, you know, that I absolutely love being on stage. I love having this interaction with the audience, sort of from the stage, but also off the stage. You know, when we stand at the merch table and we meet people, I realized over COVID, I love being on my own, and I love being able to close the door and just have that space and time to myself. And I thought, well, you know, you can have those two parts of your personality, and sometimes they'll work together and sometimes they don't. They just kind of rub against each other, or push up against each other, you know.
Now, Grania, you're noted for sort of being in the modern Main Street folk. In fact, you on your website, you label it as new folk, with N-U as the new. I do want to know what new folk means, but you're also pretty rooted in the traditional folk. So tell me how that works. How do you sort of balance that?
The stuff that I do that is traditional doesn't happen a lot. I have a project with a friend of mine that I went to university with, Brendan Walsh, and he's a classical guitar player. And we had like a trad classical crossover project called Songs from Ireland. And he arranged all the songs in these beautiful guitar arrangements, and I did the singing on a show. Like Jules and I, our project, what we do as a duo is completely original music. And the new folk thing, it's funny because I think a lot of musicians kind of come up with labels for their own music, you know, and people are really interested by this new folk idea. They're like, what is this new folk idea? And why do you call yourself that, you know? And we found on the road, when people hear that I'm Irish, they have this assumption that I'm going to sing Irish songs. They read Irish singer-songwriter and they stop reading. They don't read the rest of my biography, you know. There is this sort of expectation with folk music from Ireland that it's going to be all of the Irish songs. I think that is a tradition in Ireland, but there's a whole new wave of younger songwriters from Ireland who are like writing their own music and performing it. I know loads of them. And I think we are kind of a newer tradition. And I think it's this new folk thing, you know.
I said the other day, it's kind of like folk music in the US. Mm-hmm. If you look back to even like the 60s and maybe even early 70s, a lot of songwriters were singing songs that would be familiar to you, that you'd heard from other people. And that was folk music. Mm-hmm. So you've heard Angel from Montgomery done by all your favorite artists. And they're all great. It's a great song. But I would say at some point, the folk music tradition sort of changed to more being personal storytelling, songwriting with Joni Mitchell, mm-hmm. James Taylor. All that whole crowd of people turned folk music more into, you would hear them telling their own stories through song, to differentiate between traditional Irish folk music and personal story-driven mm-hmm. songwriting folk music. Yeah. That's the folk thing.
And that's Jules Stewart. Jules is going to be with Grania Hunt. Jules, drumming. How did that take root with you? How did you start getting into drumming?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think I was 4 when my parents put me into Scottish Highland dancing, because we all did. My dad plays the bagpipes and my brother was already learning the bagpipes at that point. My sister was already learning dancing. And they said, all right, this last one better just join. So they put me in Scottish dancing and I wanted to play the Scottish snare drum instead. I had seen that and I thought that looked like a lot more fun. So they let me switch and do lessons in that. And that I think I was 8 when I switched to Scottish snare. And then I basically haven't looked back. I realized you could play more drums at once, started playing drum set a few years later. And then I've been doing it ever since. It's been a fun journey to be on. I consider it kind of my first language. It's where I'm most comfortable.
Now, how did the two of you guys meet? You've created this bicontinental queer folk duo, you say. So,
yeah. A friend of Jules had written a musical about the famine.
Called In the Midst of Plenty.
And that was our connection to Mike, actually. Amy Day wrote this musical. Jules played the demos on the drums and they got funding to bring the show to Ireland. Jules came to Ireland to play the drums on the show. I was asked to be part of the show.
Meanwhile, my friend sent me a video of Grania singing and said, I want her to be in the show. And I was like, good luck. She's very good. And I said, but if you do get her, do you think she'll let me play some gigs with her after? And she was like, I don't know, maybe. I think that was her way of trying to get me to come to Ireland with her.
And like, I think if you'd asked me a couple of years back, what if I was going to add a second musician to a lineup and make a duo project, like what that would be, I would never have thought that drums would have worked, you know. But Jules is a really kind of sensitive player and really considerate of the songs and the music. And she really tries to serve the song, you know, and she sings. So we did the musical, secretly fell in love with each other over the tour. We did a tour in 2023,
yeah.
All around Ireland, and eventually told each other, and we've been dating and playing music since together.
Our first date was a month-long tour.
That's longer than my first date. So Grania Hunt and Jules Stewart, they're going to be at the Irish American Heritage Museum in Albany on April 11th, a 7 p.m. show. When you come to the planetarium with the stars over you, what can folks expect? What's the sound going to be? What's the vibe going to be in the room?
It's quite a storytelling evening. It's very relaxed. It's very connected. There's definitely an intimate feeling. Even if the room is full, it feels like everyone's very connected. We have a bit of crack. There'll be a bit of a laugh. There might be a few tears. I can't be responsible if someone cries.
You sure can.
Okay, it's my fault. Yeah, I mean, lots of storytelling through both songs and actual stories that are kind of around it. So
for both of you guys, you can each answer this in your own way. What about a song sort of drives you to love that song? Not just your own songs, but other songs.
That's a question, isn't it? Do you feel you have an answer already? Go on.
I do. I think songwriting is magic. It's the closest thing to magic that I think I believe in. And it's amazing that someone else's personal life experiences can get bottled up and shaken around and things get added and dropped in. And then out pops a song. And when I listen to someone else's song and think, wow, I just never knew how to say that, but I feel that same way. That's magic. That is magic. It's an amazing connection with someone that I may never meet that I feel like describes something I experience perfectly. And that's, I think, the fastest way to get me to love a song is if I really connect with it, you know, lyrically, but the rest of it supports that. The rest of it is part of that connection too.
I think something that elicits an emotional response. We were going to do another interview in Australia and it ended up not happening. But this guy was like, oh, pick 10 songs and like kind of explain why you love this song and give your connection to it. And I was like, oh, like Tom Waits' Martha. I was like, that's amazing. And I pressed play on it in the car. And first chord, I just start crying. I was like, this song is so emotional. I had to stop it. I can't even listen to it. Like, even now I'm welling up. I'm like, it's such a beautiful song. And it's just like really sad. And I'm like, oh, that somebody can do that. Somebody can write something that's just so... What am I like? For those of you at home who are listening, Grania is currently crying. But I just think that, like, a music that can do that to you is incredible. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. It is magic that someone can do that and write something that really like connects with you so deeply that you can have an emotional connection to it.
So for music that will connect with you deeply, you should make sure you're at the Irish American Heritage Museum in Albany, April 11th. Grania Hunt, Jules Stewart, thank you guys so much for taking a few minutes out of breakfast time to talk with me.
Likewise.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So Grania, this song, Between the Pines.
This song has been very good to us, really, over the years that we've gotten to play it. I wrote it after a trip to California a few years back on a writing camp. I sort of wrote it because I'd been in this place that was between the pines and it was really beautiful. The songs that were written on the camp, nothing ever came of those songs, but I wrote this song afterwards and that was great. But we've gotten to play it in places where we have been literally standing between the pines singing it and people have just really connected with it.
It's really fun to watch people take ownership of a song. you know, that Grania wrote, and we get to perform, and it's an original song. Maybe they've never heard it, and all of a sudden something in them goes, this is my song today. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
Songwriters say all the time that when you write a song and release it into the world, it's not yours anymore. But it has been really fun to watch other people take ownership of this song.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.